Welcome back. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today we're talking leadership Mitchell County, joined by a couple of folks that know Mitchell County and also leadership Mitchell County very well. And that would be Shannon Dusky and Jason Raby here today. And they are joining us to discuss the latest and what's happening with leadership Mitchell County. Good morning to both of you. Jason, long time. Yeah, long time since we had you on. Yeah. Shannon, I think, was probably about a year ago. Maybe. Was it longer?
Oh, yeah.
It was longer than that? Okay. Well, time flies when you're having fun, I guess. All
the
right.
The good news is I'll be here next week. Yep. So just.
Is there really good news?
Well, no, I don't know.
Yeah,
okay. 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 I guess it could be good news.
Maybe I'll get canceled. Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I told Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks. He's on every single Thursday on the sports ticket with us. And I say, he's our favorite Thursday guest. Yeah. And Jason's our favorite guest on the final Wednesday of every month. He's always our favorite.
How do I get to be that cool?
I know. I don't know if it's an art or a curse. I don't know which. Yeah, something like
that. It's Wade's curse.
Yeah, pretty much, probably. Probably. Well, we'll try to avoid it today. All right, so who's going to start off? Tell us about what's going on with leadership Mitchell County.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'll kick it off here a little bit, and we'll kind of probably trade back and forth. But, you know, obviously we know the challenges that we're facing this year, and everybody's having to face that and make some adjustments, and leadership Mitchell County is no different. You know, we're a very, you know, in-person, session-oriented program over the last, well, almost 20 years. And a lot of that is, you know, taking people to different venues and businesses and schools and just different entities so they can learn more about their area, their each other and the state and leadership principles. So we knew that was going to be really challenging. And we're a volunteer board. And so we thought, man, how can we take some of that people power, that human capital that we have, and still deliver leadership principles during this, you know, COVID, the pandemic, you know, this season. So we decided to basically develop a separate initiative. You know, we've postponed the in-person leadership Mitchell, the traditional class, for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just knew it was going to be just too challenging to deliver that in the normal quality that we did before. So we decided to develop a new initiative, and we call it Leadership Mitchell County in Action. So LMC in Action. So it's really focused on how can we engage our, you know, our alumni, how can we engage our community, people that have never been in Leadership Mitchell County, in some different mediums and formats that are maybe more of a quick hitter, you know, and helps people brush up on some leadership skills. And so I'll talk about a little bit about mine first, and then Shannon can get into her kind of the focus that her group is looking at. So we kind of developed two different focuses and really two different delivery methods. You know, leadership's leadership. We're all going to be talking some of the same things, but we're going to be doing what we call LMC in Action Forum, and that's more of a probably more of a Zoom type format. You know, kind of a webcast type format. And be bringing in some different leaders in our community that have shown or demonstrated some of the leadership principles that we want to talk about. And it'll be a really, hopefully, kind of, you know, people like to hear stories and they like to hear testimonies of what people have accomplished and how they've used these in real life situations. And we're hoping with the forum, ours will be a little bit more engaging. So then we'll have some time for people to do some value add things that they can develop themselves as a leader. And we foresee this starting. Ours will kick off on November 16th. And it'll be delivered over a noon hour, so it'll only be 30 minutes. So you still have time to get lunch, you know, let the dog in and out. But hopefully, especially during these challenging times, whether you're a business owner or a, you know, a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad or a teacher or, you know, work at the hospital, whatever, that you'll be able to brush up on some leadership skills. And really, we're going to demonstrate that, you know, for example, our first one, and I know we'll be talking about some of the same things, you know, ours is, you know, you can lead anytime, anywhere.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's relevant and powerful for anybody at any place in their life. So, like I said, ours will be called LMC in Action, the forum, and it'll be kicking off November 16th. You're going to see more about that. And then we're going to be talking about another medium. That's what Shannon's driving.
So we are working on LMC in Action, the podcast. And, you know, just like Jason said, you know, our whole purpose is really to engage alumni and, you know, and bring value to the citizens of our area. And with the podcast, it's just kind of being delivered in a different format. You know, there are going to be some people who really connect and want to see people face to face or computer to computer, however you want to do it. But I think as we're all learning, you know, we need to be efficient with our time, and we still need to learn and engage and practice those leadership skills. So the purpose of the podcast is simply to deliver that in a different method where people are just going throughout their day and they're able to hear the stories of the different leaders in our area. You know, you're going to hear every type of leader in the situation. We have, you know, people interviewing our founding fathers of leadership, Mitchell County. Carol mentioned a lot of, you know, engaging, unusual voices, because just like Jason said, you know, you can lead anytime, anywhere. And so all these conversations are going to be from all the different types of leaders within our community. And right now we're working just to have those conversations with them so that we can deliver to you a podcast series.
I would like to nominate the baseball team that we for this leadership, because we've been looking for get kids to step forward and be leaders type of thing. But it also applies, I'm kind of joking, but but it would be helpful for them, no doubt. As they get older, maybe that's something they would do. But also in regards to, as we see now in our country, we feel like some people feel like certain people in certain positions aren't being leaders.
Sure.
Perhaps they should take this stuff too. But anyway, I digress. But
I didn't know we were getting into politics.
No, that's it. That's as far as I'm going. That's as far as I'm going, because I think most people, if you can be objective, understand that both sides are guilty of that.
Sure.
And so it is important to have those type of skills, because I have a 14-year-old and I've been preaching to him, you know, hey, you know, you can be a follower, you can be a leader. And like you said, I think the thing that stands out to me, what you just said, both of you, is you can be a leader anytime. You could be someone that's kind of a follower, and all of a sudden there's a moment that pops up and you got to be a leader. Like if there is a fire, you got to be a leader and go, let's go save somebody. You know, that's a form of leadership. I mean, it can happen in small little bursts and in instances. It doesn't mean that you have to constantly be, God, they're always looking at me because I'm the leader and they'll do whatever I say. You can be a leader at different times.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Wade. Is, you know, and that's what we're hoping with both of these series, is that, you know, these principles, these are not going to be really deep dives.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to be real technical.
Right.
These are hopefully, you know, leadership is an activity, not a position. Anybody can lead anytime, anywhere. Leadership is risky. I mean, those are subject matters that hit really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, whether you're young or old, or you feel like you're the, you know, the housekeeper or the CEO, those all are relevant. And that's what we're really hoping with this series. I think Shannon brings up a really good point of, you know, engaging some of those unusual voices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know, in our head right away, we think of those four or five or six or half a dozen people that are the leaders in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not, there's other people, and the other people that need to step up.
Right. Yeah, it can always be the same people all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
That'd be helpful. Yeah.
And I think the main point of, you know, LMC in action altogether is just connecting those leaders, because right now we're all, quote, social distancing and kind of being distant, and we need to come together and we need to connect. And so, you know, the forum is going to allow for some really great connection with the podcast. Each podcast guest is, we're going to have a way for our listeners to get in touch with them at the end of each episode. So if they are inspired or passionate about the same thing as the guest, they'll be able to connect with them and, you know, move one of their passions forward.
Mm-hmm.
And really just continue to develop the great communities that we have here.
So if people are listening right now or jumping in a little bit in the middle of this interview, how can they be a part of this, or that they can, you know, participate, or whether it's inactive or active participation?
Sure. Yeah, I think the delivery channel, or the area where you can find a lot of information for, especially coming up here, will be on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So just look for Leadership Mitchell County on the Facebook page. And that's really going to be the main driver, either to our website or the direct links to the forum. So, you know, it'll be the schedule. Again, November 16th at noon is when we're going to be doing our first one, but that'll be out there, and you'll be able to know where the link is and how to get to it. And the same thing with the podcast, I believe, will be delivered through that channel. That's going to be the most visible and easiest way to find it, but I'm sure we'll find other mediums. And I don't know, Shane, if you had anything to add to that. But that's it.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You got that.
You nailed it, Jason. I've got nothing to add at all.
So,
on that one.
So really watch that Facebook page. I think that's going to be that delivery method, just like a lot of things in life at this point. But and if people want to get engaged, then like you said, just reach out to us and let us know if you have a story. And I think this is going to be the fun thing about this, is we see this as a not just a short-term initiative or just for, this is COVID, you know, we're going to do it this way for this year. We really hope that this is a whole nother branch of leadership Mitchell County. So we have those leaders that we're developing. You know, we've graduated over 300 people here locally from our program.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing for our area. And I think that's what separates Mitchell County and the greater Mitchell County area, if you will, the surrounding counties from some other areas, you know, that they have that leadership program. We've developed those people, and that's a big win for our area. And now we just want to re-engage them or engage people that just aren't able to go to the in-person sessions.
Right.
And so hopefully this just continues. It grows. So, yeah, we may, you know, to engage unusual voices, they might reach out and say, oh, you know, my so-and-so or my friend or my, you know, some kid at school, you know, is leading in those principles in those ways. I'd love for you to interview them, and they may show up in a podcast in a future month or year. You don't know.
Absolutely.
I really think it was something that, you know, like Jason said, we have over 300 alumni members. You know, Leadership Mitchell County has been around for 20 years now. And this, what we're doing now, I think, was just in due time. I mean, it was something that definitely needed to happen, and we're excited on where we take it.
Yeah. I just want to thank Shannon for the air quotes when she talked there that one time. That was awesome.
She's just,
I had to verbalize.
She's not, as experienced as you and I. Right?
Shannon, I just want to let
She
you
does that on the podcast, too, so it's weird. But.
I'll let Shannon on a little secret. We're on the radio. They can't see your air quotes.
Well, that's why I verbalized it.
Yeah, it was very good. You verbalized it, and you, that was pretty good. Get that cam, that video cam in the corner at some point in time. We've had some people say, well, why don't you do that? I'm like, dude, I have a face radio. There's a reason why I'm on the radio. I don't need to be on a camera or anything like that. But the air quotes reminded me of a good friend of mine. Like every other thing he would say, it was air quotes. And eventually it was like, okay, dude, we get it. But I haven't seen air quotes in a very long time.
I feel like if I become a regular, like that's going to be my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to air quote something.
Yeah, air quote Shannon. There you go. Yeah, exactly. Nickname. New nickname. Absolutely. All right, anything else to add before we let you guys go?
No, we really appreciate you letting us on, Wade.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, we're really hoping the community engages this. You know, during this time, I think it could be really beneficial. We know a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of challenges out there. And so we really want to hit on the positive stories and just refresh and re-engage people over the next few months. Looking for our Facebook page for more information.
Great idea. Anything else to add?
I just want to recap something that Jason said even months ago that has stuck with me, which is, you know, communities with good leadership programs really thrived during these hard times. And I really saw our community do that. And I think a lot of that has to do with the amazing leadership that we have here.
I think that's an excellent point. All right, Jason Raby, Shandusky, Leadership Mitchell County, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it this morning.